Hello, everyone, and welcome back to HOA. It's a True Story. Our guest today is Debbie Griffith. She is the Director of Education and Certification for California Association of Community Management, also known to the rest of us as CACM. Thank you for joining us, Debbie. I'm very excited to talk today about certification. We've kind of touched on this subject a little bit before, but not with CACM. So welcome to HOA. It's a True Story.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's my honor and privilege to be here. So I can't wait to talk about certification.
Well, also joining us today is Kelly Zibel, the owner of DC Group Management. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Okay, so first of all, Debbie, let's talk about yourself and your role at CACM and exactly what you do.
Well, I'm Debbie Griffiths. I'm actually a native Californian, and I've been in this industry for 23 years now. Hard to believe, but the fact remains. And about 3 years ago, I came to CACM, and I'm their Director of Education and Credentialing, where my primary role is really to make sure that our members have the proper education and systems in place so that they can learn and grow and get their credentials in this industry.
How exactly did you get that position? Were you a manager before?
I have been managing, yes, for many years. I actually started off in the Coachella Valley, and then I moved to San Diego, and I was also managing in Ventura County. Managed anything from like high rises and condos and townhomes and mobile homes, just about everything, and also worked my way up into being supervisor. So about 3 years ago, a position opened up here at CACM, and I decided at that time that it was right for me to move, get out of the day-to-day managing per se, but still be in an industry that I love and that has treated me so well over the years, and an opportunity to give back and serve others. So I love being able to help educate our manager members and now our industry partner members.
Well, let's talk about why it's important for managers to pursue certification.
I think anytime a manager invests in themselves for their training and education, it shows that they want to be successful. And I think it helps them become more professional. And it also shows the associations they manage, you know, that professionalism, and that they're dedicated to also the ethics in managing HOAs on a day-to-day basis.
So I spent some time living in another state and not a part of CACM, and then moved back and was really pleasantly surprised to see how many different certifications you guys offer now and for what groups. Can you give us kind of an overview of what kind of certifications and certificates you offer?
Oh, I'd be happy to. We actually offer 13 different certifications.
Wow.
And it's quite a lot, yes. So the first one, and what probably everybody is familiar with, is our CCAM. And that's the California Certified Association Manager. We also offer a CAFM designation, and that is the California Association Financial Manager. And that is actually great for someone in a management company that works more on the accounting side, the financial side, or anybody that is working in the HOA industry, servicing the accounting and doing the books for associations. So that is a designation that's designated just for financial management. We also have our MCAM, which is the Master of Association Management. And we just started this year a new designation for our industry partner members called the CSIP, which is the California Certified Industry Partner Designation. We're very, very excited about that one. We also have some specialty designations. As many know, there's different niches in this industry. So we offer a high-rise, large-scale, new development, and portfolio manager certifications, as well as some adjunct specialties in commercial industrial development, active adult, and also new this year is lifestyle management. Now, to go a little bit further, for our management firms, we offer the what we call the ACMC, which is Accredited Community Management Company. And this is a designation that management company firms can apply for. There's a stringent application process from independent financial records, you know, auditing of that nature. But yes, we have about 18 ACMCs, you know, within our manager member group. And then lastly, we have what's called the CAMEX, and that is for management company executives or general managers who manage higher end, high rises, and large scale community management. So that's basically a community association management executive. So that's it in a nutshell.
I have a question for you. Sure. Since, of course, I've been a vendor in the industry for 35 years. That's really dating myself, but as a vendor, what would be the reason I would want to go be certified?
As an industry partner, I think it helps set yourself up raising the bar in this industry. I think there we work with a lot of dedicated industry partners, as well as a lot of dedicated managers who care about this industry. And they want to set themselves apart as being certified, because not only does it go a long way with the relationship between the manager and the industry partner, but it also goes a long way with the communities that they manage. It shows those boards that these people haven't taken the time and invested in themselves to be professional and experts at what they do.
So it's kind of a vetting then, right?
Yeah. And I was fortunate to get to partner with Debbie on some of the content, putting mm-hmm. together some of that for business partners. And I will just say, and I know it varies, like you have some education opportunities in the construction industry, for example, Reagan, but a lot of those are focused on the technical aspects of construction. What CACM is offering business partners as part of this certification are presentation skills. How do you present on a Zoom meeting to managers, and what are best practices for that? And how can you be more effective in this industry as a business partner by providing, I think, some soft skills training that you may not get through your industry specific training. Mm-hmm. And so I was really impressed with the fact that CACM thought, how can we offer something to our industry partners that they might not be getting through their industry education, but helps them be more effective with the HOA industry. So some of the content in the industry partner certification and education program, I think, is really impressive and very helpful, because I get a lot of questions being on the management side about, you know, what's the best way to present to you? What's the best way to give you information? And some people are better at writing an email than others. And so I think there's really good content in there for industry partners.
I love it. Yeah. So, Debbie, how extensive is the training for new managers?
Well, we put them through 36 hours of training. They get 16 hours of the basics of association management. And that kind of touches on the, you know, the higher, like the 100,000 foot level of the basics from, you know, meetings and records and, you know, financials and reserve studies and even, you know, requests for RFPs. It just gives a very general overview. And then we have our California Law series, where we go into a lot of those things in more in depth. And that series is 16 hours as well. And then we have 4 hours of foundational ethics, where we go through our code of ethics. We actually have a professional code of ethics. And once somebody becomes certified and applies for that, they now have to abide by that code of ethics. So all of the courses are DRE approved as well from the Department of Real Estate. They all have exams after them. And part of the application process also entails the manager getting recommendations from a board member and a vendor and an industry partner or another CCAM. They have to get 3 recommendations for somebody to say, yes, we feel that this person will do a good job as a manager.
You know, don't underestimate the need for that ethics either, because boy, you know, having been in the industry as long as I have, we have seen some waves of incidents that have occurred over the years that really have separated the people into 2 categories, right? And so I really love seeing that you have the vendor partners now involved being held accountable to that level too, because there's been times when I've seen vendors take managers astray. Managers take vendors astray, and they really forget that there's an obligation, you know, to the communities and making sure that there's a standard of ethics involved. I'm not sure, maybe you know, how long has CACM been doing an ethics course?
Probably from its inception, since 1992. Great. And actually, that's part of the requirement for recertification is to take an ethics course. So that is mandatory every 3 years for recertification. And it will also be mandatory for recertification for the industry partners as they recertify their CSET designation as well. They too have to take a foundational ethics that we've designed for industry partners. So again, it's all about raising the bar and, you know, for this industry and really be taken seriously as professional experts.
How often do they have to recertify?
Every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Managers.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Managers too. Yeah, every 3 years. This is a recertification.
I think it's great to get the ethics reminder every 3 years. You know, when I first was a CCAM many, many moons ago, you only offered the one ethics class. So every 3 years, you were kind of taking the same one. But now you've designed ethics courses to, there's an advanced course, there's a mastery course. So there's a lot of different versions. Kind of keeps it interesting as you have to retake some of these courses.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the three levels. And of course, the longer you've been in the industry, you know, you get to the mastery. And there's some great discussions in that class. There's no exam with that one because we figure by the time you're 10, 12 years into this that you kind of know the code of ethics. But again, you get into different situations. And we get into, you know, there's a lot of seasoned managers that take that class as well as executives. And so it gets to be some interesting discussions and stuff because it's not always clear, you know.
Well, things change, right? I mean, things change.
Things change and you have to make sure you have like all the facts. And then again, our code of ethics is really the foundation, you know, if and when you're in doubt, go back to the code of ethics.
Is this unique to California or is this something that's in any other state?
So we primarily educate California managers. We are California specific. And the reason being is not only have our foundational classes been approved by the Department of Real Estate for California, but also we exceed the expectations outlined in the Business and Professions Code 11502. And that's where managers have to disclose annually whether or not they're a certified community manager. So we exceed those expectations. So somebody with our certification, they definitely met and exceeded those expectations.
We are a growing industry. You know, it's not going to get smaller. We have a lot of new managers coming on board every month. And I know that this is so important that they become educated, and there's so much to know. I actually feel for the newer managers because before it was fairly cut and dry, but now with the amount of legislation that's occurred and the amount that the manager is responsible for, it has really grown exponentially. So I think that this is so important that we continue to see this kind of growth and development and education for the new managers. Do you ever see this making it to the junior college level to recruit and train and get them into a more educated platform before they get into CACM?
Short answer is yes. And we're working on some discussions right now. So I agree with you. We need to get more people into this industry. I think our biggest challenge is so many people don't even realize this is a career path.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, and because people have heard of homeowners associations, but never really think about, well, how do they run? Maybe they've gone to their annual meeting and see the board of directors, but they don't really realize how, you know, all the workings and comings and goings. And so that in some ways it's surprising, you know, we've been around for 40, 50 years that more people don't realize this is a career path. But that's where we need to do a better job in getting that word out there. And I think also since COVID, and it might be easier now than ever because of COVID, so many people are taking a step back and wondering, do I really need a 4-year degree, you know, and get into all of that student debt, you know, and have the rest of my life to pay that off? or can I find something else where I can get some training and get some certifications and get into a career path that actually pays pretty well? Let's face it, there no 2 days are the same. And it's a variety of things that you have to know. And you, Reagan, you were talking earlier about just California. We have over 1,200 laws on the books.
Oh my gosh.
And keeping track of that. And that's why we are very, you know, specific with California education. Just in and of that itself is, you're right, it's hard to keep track of. And we just have to help the managers know where to go, where to find this information, hear about the latest, and know how to implement that and take it back to their communities and to their boards, you know, so that they can help those associations run and stay legal.
Hey, can I ask a quick question? You know, Reagan brought up COVID and that made me think you have this responsibility for educating these managers. They have to recertify every 3 years. How has your education experience changed for managers, you know, now during COVID and now post-COVID? Kind of what's the path forward? You know, are you offering a lot of courses virtually? And kind of, are you going to continue that? So what do you think the thoughts are related to, you know, how you offer education?
Great question. Prior to COVID, the courses were in person and they were different locations, and the instructors, who are all volunteers, by the way, you know, would go to those locations, donate their time and teach. With COVID, and of course, being in California, we got shut down pretty hard. So we took our courses inside, basically, and we converted them into 2-hour Zoom sessions. So all of our courses now are via Zoom. And actually, it has been very well received by both the attendees and also the instructors. Nobody has to do all of this traveling. You know, so many times courses would be offered and the locations would not be convenient, you know, to managers or to the instructors. So taking them via Zoom has been a definite win-win. And we have seen an increase in our registrations for our courses.
If you have people both at home and live, what is the best way to roll out your updates or legislative updates to keep all that training current? I know that's every 3 years, but how do you get them constantly fed information?
Great question. So every year we put on a law seminar. We have one location up in NorCal and another location down in SoCal. And we get probably at each location a good 1,000 people.
Wow.
So this is our time where we have one session just dedicated just to all of the new laws that passed and that were signed by the governor. And so we have a panel of attorneys and managers that talk about these new laws and how it's going to implement the manager and the takeaways they need to know. And not just the new laws, but also new case law. You know, there's always a judge is always deciding some case somewhere. So that is also discussed with the, you know, with some of the takeaways. So the managers are kept abreast. We do that every year. And in addition to that, we have a quarterly law journal, and where we have our attorney industry partners, they actually donate their time and write articles for this quarterly magazine. In addition to that, you know, the managers have the opportunity of earning a CEU by applying and taking a test, and they can get a CEU to read up on the latest and greatest on the laws. And then from time to time, our president and CEO, Tom Freely, will send out emails if there's anything that's really pertinent that really we need to know more right away. So he gets that information out on an as-need basis. And then we also, as the laws change and stuff, we have our courses reviewed. Some of our courses rely more on the law. So if there's something that changed, we get that updated as well. So there's a lot of opportunity to educate. And then one of the recertification requirements is that a manager attend a law seminar at least once during that 3-year period. So that's how we try and make sure that they are abreast with the latest.
You know, we still do, but I used to attend pretty regularly the conferences. And at one point, managers' ownership quit paying to send their people and started passing that buck on to the manager themselves to keep up their certification. How has that impacted your program? Has that been a challenge?
No, we're aware. There's, and I think that's always been the case. There's some firms that pay, there's some that don't, there's some associations that pay, there's some, you know, that don't. I think it's been a continual challenge. We do offer scholarship programs, and
that's good. That was actually my next question.
Yes, do you have any kind of grant offer that. So a manager who is having an issue, and I get it. I was a single mom. This career, as I say, this industry has been great to me. I was a single mom raising kids. So it provided me with the flexibility and, you know, the professionalism I needed to do both. But they can apply for an application for a scholarship. And, you know, we ask some questions and stuff. And it's decided based on the funds that we have. And, you know, they're awarded accordingly.
I think Kelly can attest to this, that every time we interview somebody and we ask them how they got into the industry, they always tell us it was by accident or somebody dragged them into it. It's never like, oh, I signed up to do this. You know, it was being brought out of customer service from somewhere else and educated through CACM or some other organization to get them brought up to speed. But, you know, Kelly, from your perspective, why do you think HOAs should ask for a certified manager for them to have managing their property?
I mean, I think it's important just to have a manager who's got a background in best practice and a legislative overview. We've talked a lot recently on the podcast because, you know, the legislative session for California just ended. So we've talked a lot about new laws and their impact in the way in which associations conduct business. And a lot of those laws have drastically changed the way in which we do business and also increase costs for associations. And I think so that's one point, just to be educated. But two is really a sense of community. I met so many people through CACM as a resource for me when I was a new manager, you know, going to the law seminar and doing the trade show and meeting new vendors that, you know, I may not have met through my company. And when I first started working, I worked for a really small kind of mom and pop shop company. And we weren't the company that had vendors dropping by all the time. And so I wasn't meeting new vendors all the time. I met them at the trade show in Oakland, my very first trade show. We met a lot of vendors to give my communities more resources, but I also met other managers and tried, you know, it was me and one other guy at that company who did HOA management. And we were creating everything kind of from scratch. And I was like, wait, there's something that has resources that we can then use these templates and utilize that. So having a sense of community and something to help you as a new manager, particularly if you're in a smaller company, you're in a company that does maybe property management and HOA management and does kind of a combination of both, having something that's more targeted and focused on what you do is really helpful from a community perspective. But from an HOA perspective, you know, coming at this as a board member, having a non-certified manager or a manager who doesn't participate in these kinds of industry education and events is very detrimental to the community. They don't follow things. You know, we get behind on required state, you know, disclosures and forms. And, you know, those things are just not followed up on. And then it puts the, you know, onus on me as a board member or the rest of my board to remember that we have to get the budget out by a certain date, which means we have to schedule a meeting. I mean, that's stuff we all rely on our manager to do. And I don't want to have to do as a volunteer board member. So having a certified manager, things just run so much more smoothly than they do with a non-certified.
Well, and I think people become complacent and they think they know it when they really, as to Debbie's point, it's constantly changing. There's case updates, there's legislative updates, and the piece of pie that they need to be responsible for continues to grow. And the only way they're going to stay on top of that and really provide the best service to these HOA associations is to really stay educated through CACM and that sort of thing. Keep on top of it.
But I'd like to add on that is in that, you know, would you hire an attorney that has not passed the bar to represent you?
Good point.
And so this is your home. And for most people, this is their single biggest asset. So why would you trust helping the management of it to an uncertified person?
Perfect example. Well, the name of the podcast is HOA, It's a True Story. Do you have a story to share with us?
After 23 years, of course. I am, the one that kind of came to mind is one day there was a woman who had been dealing with a rodent problem inside her unit, and she refused the pest control company to come in and eradicate. So she came to see me in the office, and I came downstairs, and then I brought her into the conference room because I figured it was going to be an interesting conversation. And oh, yes, it was, because as soon as she closed the door, she reached into her purse, took out his brown paper bag, opened it, and flung a dead rat at me. Like I said, there's never a dull moment. And of course, I'm surprised I didn't scream, because I hate rats and I hate snakes. So, but I did jump back, and she quickly tried to escape the conference room, and I quickly followed behind her, and she goes, "Well, I'll see you in court." And I said, "Oh, yes, you will." And so I did see her back in court and for a restraining order. So she was not to come back into the office again. So yeah, that's my interesting story.
I mean, that's the first time I think we've heard that one. So
yeah, I haven't heard all
the
dirty
episodes
rat yet.
I've been listened to. So wow. Way to keep your composure in that story.
Well, and I certainly wasn't expecting it, that's for sure. But you know, hey, it happened. It didn't touch me, thankfully. And you know, all's well that ends well. So
it's pretty interesting that people think they can get away with stuff like that, that that's somehow going to change everything if I bring the dead rat and throw it at you. Like that's going to make things better at home.
Yeah, especially when she was refusing to even let pest control in to help eradicate the problem. So, you know, I got nothing.
Well, Debbie, if somebody wanted to get certified, what would they need to do? What's the first step to get there?
The first step is actually reach out to us. On our website, we list all of our certifications. There's the application program. So our website is www.cacm.org. They can always reach out to the education department here. My email address is dgriffiths@cacm.org. Give us a call, email. We'll help you, and we'll walk you through that process. So it's very easy. I have a team of three here in the office. That's all we do is specialize in manager and now industry partner certification. So we'd love to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate having you on. I know that there's a lot of people out there just dying to get into our industry.
We'd love to have you.
This is the perfect avenue for them to begin the process. So thanks again, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.